She's, as you know, is going through a lot of changes, and most recently, Keene Register, the interim city managers, looked at some organizational changes and has decided that he would combine the water and public works departments, like very similar to the organizational structure that was put together in 2006, last time he was interim. And, well, it comes at a good, you know, that timing at change for the city comes at a time change with me personally and professionally, whereas I'm really ready to move on and start a different chapter in my life. So I took the opportunity to let them know that. So that, and then I think they've assigned Jason Barfnick to be the director over both departments.
You started with the city in 1991 and have done a variety of things. Just off the top of your head, what are some of the highlights for you?
Oh, yes. I did start with the city about 20 years ago, and I started off in the engineering department. And I was city engineer for quite a few years, and during that time, some of the accomplishments I'm most proud of is working with a city called Station and producing the unified engineering design guideline standards that actually took standards from the city of Bryan and the city of College Station and made them the same, which really helped the development community and contractors. Most recently, I'm most proud of our capital improvement process that we put together a couple of years ago and the planning of infrastructure needs. The city of Bryan has got a lot of infrastructure needs, and our resources have always been very tight. And so the importance of planning the infrastructure improvements with the limited resources was essential, and I was very proud of my role in that.
Something else I've noticed, at least visibly, and I'm guessing you were in the middle of it, has been everything that's been going on downtown.
Oh, yes. In 1999, I was interim director of development services, and Joey Dunn and I led the, at least from a staff perspective, the council led the initiative. However, Joey Dunn and I worked on the downtown master plan in 1999, and it's so exciting. It's amazing. We're on our third phase of construction, and that master plan's carried us this entire way. And, yes, I was involved in all three phases of the infrastructure improvements and a lot of the Sale Park, working with Stephanie Sale, and I'm very, very proud of downtown, yes.
What's going to happen now? And I guess the door is wide open for you.
Yes, it is. My daughter is a senior in high school, and so I'm going to have an opportunity to be a little closer to her for this last couple of months. And one of the good things is the city has asked me to stay on in the transitional role, and that's going to also enable me to kind of look at my options. And I'm really excited about that. Not sure if I'll go back into, I could go into private sector, I could go back into public sector. We've even toyed with the idea of moving back to Arkansas. My folks are elderly in Little Rock, and that's where I grew up. So we're blessed to have the ability, I have the ability to kind of sit back and take stock in what our next chapter ought to be.
How long will you be at City Hall?
I've agreed to stay on with the city as long as they need me, and it could be as long as the end of the fiscal year, or it could be whenever I decide I found a different thing to do and resign. When I first arrived at the city of Bryan, Mike Condiff was the city manager, and he was there for about 9 years, and then there was a transition when Mary Kay Moore came in, and then again when David Watkins came in, and I think throughout the time, not just with city manager changes, but throughout my 20 years with the city of Bryan, I've moved all over the place. I was a interim director of development services. I was city engineer. I was development engineer, director of public works. So organizations, it's not uncommon for organizational changes to occur, and you either, you know, go where you fit, or, you know, it's just, I think, a normal city process.
And some like the variety of things, others don't. Apparently, you've enjoyed the variety.
Oh, I've loved it. The city of Bryan has given me so many opportunities, and I'm forever thankful. I have, again, 20 years with the city, starting out as a design engineer. I've done just about every job there is. I've dabbled in planning and development. I've overseen the building inspection department, the operations of public works. The city of Bryan has really given me a lot of wonderful opportunities. And I've enjoyed, and I've grown, my career has grown, and my experience has grown in each of those capacities.
Anything else that I've missed?
No, I just think that I love the city of Bryan. The city of Bryan's been really good to me, and I believe I've contributed to the city, and I wish the city well.